All right, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ezras HaShem, what are we up to over here? Shin Sadi Aleph, I think, and we are going to finish Si'if Aleph, yeah? Is that what we're holding? Okay, so we're going to finish Si'if Aleph. We're on page 516, page Reish Nun Ches Amud Beis. So this should be a pretty short share tonight. So it says the Shulchan Aruch first. Ukshiyesh Shtei Chatzeros Shel Bata Yisrael Be'ir. If you have two Chatzeros that are full of Jewish homes in the city, I mean, you have a large city, and two of the Chatzeros are Jewish neighborhoods. Then all the chatzeros that have non-Jews living in them require their own schiris rishos. It's not good enough to go to the police commissioner. It's not good enough to go to the person, to the sarir, to the governor, to the mayor, to whoever. You have to get a schiris rishos from each of the nachrim that are there. So two qualifications. This number one, says the Rama, that's only if you're interested in actually carrying things into the non-Jews area, into his chatzir, into his house, and away from his house, but just to carry in the streets, to carry in the mavui, yachal iskrim and asar. For that, you can go to the governor. Because the passageway through the streets, that belongs to the local government. That doesn't belong to the NUD. So the local government, they can close off lanes in the highways, and they can, they can go on the Van Wyck during rush hour and decide to close two lanes just because, you know. So I think that's my second Van Wyck reference in the last week. But anyway, they can. I was on the Van Wyck today, so they can do whatever they want in terms of blocking off streets and preventing. So that's so they're the people that are in charge. So that's qualification number one. That if you're not interested in actually carrying from to and from the rishus of the guy himself, then it's really no problem. You don't need to go to each and every individual guy. And qualification number two, says Shulchan Aruch himself, Bamed Var Mamurim. When are we talking about that you need to go to each and every guy, and that it's not enough to go to the Sarir Besar Sheina Batim Shalom? That's if the Sarir doesn't really have any ownership of the houses. And he has no rights to take over those houses or to utilize those houses, even in a time of war. But when everything in the city and all decisions of the city are made by this sar, then certainly any schirus that you do from that sar or any of his lieutenants, any of the people that represent him, would work. Because if war comes, he has the right to house his soldiers in your house, to keep his weapons in your house. So as long as he can commandeer your house whenever, in extreme times, so then he's the guy. He's the one that you have to do his chirus rishos from. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. Even if the two Jewish chatzeros in the whole city are in different mavuos, we do not consider it as if it's only one chatzer together with the akum. Because the whole city has a wall around it. So we view all of the mavuos as one big rishos. And therefore, all the Jewish people in the neighborhood are asra on one another. And therefore, you need a schirus rishos from the guy. Unless you had physical barriers and ways of separating out the different areas of town. And there are other makoros where we discuss the details of that halacha. And we said it's not enough to just rent from the Sarir. And this is even if the Sarir actually owns all the houses and he's the one that distributes the housing to all the Anshiir, on the condition that they pay rent or they pay a tax from the house. And the reason why it's still not good enough to go to that guy, because the deal is he can't throw them out as long as they keep paying their taxes, so he doesn't really have rights to those houses even though he's the one that distributed them. Even if he's also in charge of the justice system, but he's not in charge of the houses, and that's what matters. And then the Rama said, and the Achronim agree with this Yeshomer of the Rama, that this is only as far as taking in and out of the guy's own property, but to carry in the mavui, to bring from the mavui to the Jewish homes and vice versa, that you can go to the sarir, because that belongs to the sar. The sarir could decide that they're going to close off Hungry Harbor Road because something, and you're going to have to go around the other way. They'll uh, they they could decide to do all of these things. That's the local government's authority to be able to do that. And therefore, if you do schirus rishus from them, then they have the, then that's a valid schirus rishus. Afilu b'shas melchama el misnayga davar al pi yoatzei hamedina. But that's only if he doesn't have the rights to the houses, even at a shas melchama. Rather, it's based on another council of people in the city. Mahani hainu afilu linyan lahotzi lahachnes lebatei ha'akum. But if he does have the rights to the non-Jewish homes, then you're doing a schirus rishus from that tsar, even allows you to carry things into the non-Jewish homes. B'shas mulchama ein biralacha shalom idaitam, that he's able to go into people's homes without their permission. Ulfize mutter liskra mea mumuna shal melech. So says the Mishnah Berurah, based on what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, you could do a schirus rishus from an appointee of the king. Shari yesh rishus la melech lo shav anashav v'klei melchamto bati b'nei shalom idaitam edin d'malchusa, because kings have the right to house soldiers in your house and to put things in your house during times of war. V'im kein kol eved me'avod v'katanim havi kischiru l'kito. So anyone who's carrying out the mandate of the king, you could do the schirus rishus from. He's like the schiru l'kito of that king. Shrei amunu hu b'makom ha'melech, because they're appointed in that position in place of the melech. V'nir li, says the Mishmur, d'davka me'amamuna alza. But that's only if that's his position. That's what he's appointed to do. Meaning the guy that's appointed to implement the taking over of the house, or the so he's representing the king. Kamozesh Shakorin Palitzia, like we Mishnah Berurah coincidence. So people that we call Palitzia, that we call police, Sheyadur Shakol Dvara Malchus Nasa Al Yado, that we know that all the everything is determined based on him. Vafilu Me'am Mesharsim Shalem, and even not the police commissioner, but even the captains in the police department and the others who make decisions for their precincts. Shari Yeshlam Mesharsla Likach Mesharsim Shal Yedeim Neskayim Kol Tzivuya Melech, because they're the ones that hire the people and that instruct the people and carry out the Tzivuya Melech. Aval Me'anshei Chayelosav Afila Rosh Alehem. But if you were to do a Schirus Roshos from, it could be a more chash of a position than the police officer who was tasked with taking over the house. A general in the army, but he's got nothing to do with this. This isn't like what he does. So Lo Mahani Makom Shuein Emunal Zeh, it doesn't work. Then the Schirus Roshos doesn't work because it's not his area. Meaning the king has the authority. The general doesn't have the authority, nor is he being asked to do it. So it's not, you got to either have the authority or you've been deputized by the king to do it. Then you're someone that we do the schirus rishus from. So we learned tonight is that once there are multiple Jewish chatzeros in the city, we require a schirus rishus from all of the non-Jews and not just from the Sara'ir. But the Ramah holds that if you only want to use the city streets and not the actual non-Jewish homes, then doing a schirus rishus from the Sara'ir is enough. And then the Shulchan Aruch said that if the Sara'ir has the rights to enter people's homes, or police who have authority from the Sara'ir, then you could do a schirus rishus from the Sara'ir. But who counts a schirus l'kito? The Sara'ir has nothing to do with prestige. It has to do with who actually carries out that particular law and that particular authority of the king. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up Ezra's Hashem with Si'if Beis, and then we'll move on to Shin Sadi Beis. Everyone, have a good night.